North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Patrice Alijage won't soon forget his New York City Memorial Day weekend. Alijage, his fiance, and family members were aboard a subway train in Lower Manhattan when a man doused him with a flaming liquid.
I was in the train, a maniac, put me fire in my body, and he left the train.
Alijage recovering. Police arrested the suspected attacker, who'd been wanted since February for another arson in the subway. After participants in the Libertarian Party convention got done booing Donald Trump, they nominated Chase Oliver as their presidential candidate. He's an openly gay millennial activist. Actor Johnny Wachter, who did a turn for a couple of years on ABC's General Hospital, was shot dead over the weekend in downtown Los Angeles after spotting three men stealing the catalytic converter out of his car. Wachter pronounced dead at a hospital. The killers got away. This is ABC News. Jason Klontz was doing his groundskeeper duties at a campground in western North Carolina when he found it. A 3-foot-tall object, plates of metal bolted together and burned fiber.
We don't know what it is, so we just know that it's not from up here.
He's asking aerospace experts for help.
If it landed somewhere off the trail in the woods, you'd never found it, but it just happened to land on the trail.
Probably space junk that survived reentry. Holiday weekend, not a whole lot of people heading to the multiplexes.
Who will take number one at the Memorial Day weekend box office? Will it be Furiosa, a Mad Max saga?
Furiosa fought the world.
Or will it be the Garfield movie?
Follow my lead.
By Sunday, both films taking in about $25 million and both movie studios projecting they'll make $31 million by the end of Monday, winning the dubious distinction of the worst Memorial weekend number one opening in almost 30 years. Down the line, it was If coming in third, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes swings to number four, and The Fall Guy drops to fifth. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of rain tonight. We'll see a low around 45. A scattered shower possible on your Memorial Day. Not a complete washout, though. Sun from time to time with a high near 67. For Tuesday, a scattered thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny, 61. Wednesday, nothing but sun and 66. Currently, 53 degrees.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you save money like never before. Just spit it all that tourist.
Really cool station.
98Q Country.
Outside your house, might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut the rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. The dust right off them tonight.
Young Love, Saturday Night. This is Penrod. This is messed up. My daughter and her boyfriend moved into their new apartment, locked themselves out on the first night.
I get dark blue when I have one. I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake. Starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be like I should call you up, maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. As messed up as me.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Hot. Y'all come and get it.
bacon. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin and complaining weren't allowed in Mama's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mama's house.
Upset with the Nashville City Council for not allowing the big sign to go outside of Morgan Wallen's place. Yeah, they wanted to put a big, I think it was like a 15-foot sign that basically said Morgan Wallen's and then the rest, but they were like, no, no. They're kind of being jerks about because of what's been going on in Morgan's life as of the last 2 years, but that doesn't mean he can't be an entrepreneur, right? So we'll see what happens. Mama's got his back.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
There will be a blood drive in the Park Falls community at St. Anthony's Catholic Church on Tuesday, June 4th, 2024 from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. To schedule your life-saving donation, please call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter St. Anthony's to schedule an appointment. All presenting donors will be entered into a drawing to win 2 one-day general admission Country Jam tickets, and you may even get an exclusive Red Cross t-shirt.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Love this radio station.
This is
98Q Country.
Count the cost, it's worth all that's lost.
situation happened at a theater just outside of Boston, an AMC theater in Braintree, about 6 o'clock. A knife-wielding man in a blonde wig stabbed four girls at the theater, then took off towards Boston and attacked a couple outside. Male suspect, police described as armed and dangerous with a 10-inch knife, was arrested in connection to the brutal attack. No motive behind it, but kind of scary. Pretty scary situation.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of rain tonight. We'll see a low around 45. A scattered shower possible on your Memorial Day. Not a complete washout, though. Sun from time to time with a high near 67. For Tuesday, a scattered thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny, 61. Wednesday, nothing but sun and 66. Currently, 53 degrees.
Crank it out. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
Yeah.
through old sidewalk cracks.
Parachuted out of a plane that was about to crash, leaving six passengers to fend for themselves. Now, all seven people who were on board the plane did survive. First responders located the crash in a hayfield Saturday afternoon. The pilot was just like, you know what, I'm not going down with the ship, and jumped out. Can you believe that? They better sue him.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-460-3550. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-460-3550.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
The greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
No more messing around. Time to lay these cards on the table and just throw it on out. I'm talking you and me. We're the same street name, same last name, same everything. It's a real thing, a half-feel thing. So I'ma go on and take a swing. I'll pick a guitar, sing you.
yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Sitting on girl, what you say? We find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio.
Gonna break it.